In September 2014, a podcast for a generation was born. Andy, Grex, and Mike with their names into podcasting was their game. Welcome to Behind the Podcast. The boys from RG, they were unheralded geniuses of the format. For years, their star shone bright, brighter than a Mario Gold star to make you run faster. Even brighter than a well-polished spoon, like a really well-polished one. They were just three bright lads with the world at their feet and their hands on the mic. Coming up on Behind the Podcast, we hear from podcast agent Viv Chang.
I've no idea what you're talking about.
Welcome back to Behind the Podcast. They say all good things come to an end. And like an unattended ice cream on a hot day, RG was always going to come to a sticky end. Jack Smythe recalls his last encounter with Andy of this once great podcast trio.
I remember the time he came out of the wardrobe because he was confused it wasn't a f***ing closet.
And that end ended at the end of 2016, December 2016. Many have said that a piece of them died that cold winter's night. Many have been refreshing their podcast app, pouring away at it like a cat pouring out a goddamn fishbowl every day since. Others never listened in the first place, even though they constantly promised they would. Coming up on the show, we hear from RG's very own technical director, Steve Lomas.
I'm sorry, I haven't a clue who they are, so I can't help. But to answer your other question, if you take a left by the Sainsbury's and carry on that street, you can't miss it.
Grex quickly went off to pursue a career in YouTube, playing terrible computer games that he wasn't very good at on the internet, whilst up to about six people would watch him, all the while assuring his loved ones he is definitely not having a breakdown. Julia Rose, an associate of Grex, explains more.
What the f***?
You're listening to Behind the Podcast, an RG podcast special. After the breakup, Mike was exiled into the Midlands. In this time, he's been to Wolverhampton on a Friday, and that was deemed punishment enough, and the charges were soon dropped. And Andy, the last of the trio to still have what he calls hair, can often be found running away from restaurants without pay. Grub jogging, as he calls it, has yet to catch on, but he maintains is a surefire way, in his words, to remain cash rich. In other news, he's also been banned from all restaurants in the London region, with the exception of Wimpy, who are basically glad for the company. But now, due to what their management is calling a distinct lack of offers and interest, they are back for one night only. Or are they? Ladies and gentlemen, and everything else that doesn't quite fit into this traditional binary format, please welcome to the stage for their official comeback special. It's the RG Podcast Live!
A round of applause.
Southampton, are we well?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm doing fine as well. A little bit rude for you not to ask me, but fair enough. Okay.
Very good. Just in case, I'm selling single sheets of toilet roll.
Yeah. What's the ply, Andy?
Oh, it's two-ply.
Two-ply.
I couldn't afford triple ply, but if anyone's feeling a little bit peaky,
yeah.
£14 a sheet. It's a visual gag for a podcast. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
But it's all good. All for a good cause.
Yeah.
Probably.
Shall we explain who we are?
Yes.
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 Hello, everybody. My name is Michael Bell.
That was worth it.
I'm going to do it again. My name is Michael Bell.
Still not.
No. I mean, yeah, take it. I'll take it.
Take it or leave it.
Yeah, who are you in the middle?
My name's Grax Bishop. I'm a YouTuber, Twitcher. Well, I'd like to think.
Twitcher?
I like to think I am.
You're just mildly nervous.
I'm not mildly nervous. Why would I be? No.
You can't say you're a Twitcher. What does that even mean?
It means I do.
It's one of them.
I broadcast
things,
lots of people. I broadcast games to about six odd people.
Six people on YouTube. Yeah, yeah. Does anyone here know what Twitch is? Yeah. One, two.
Two.
Great.
Two,
and there's.
Three.
There you go. You see, my
two
people.
And a half. Two and a half, though.
Two peeps. And a half of 8,000 people here today.
That's right.
That
hello, Wembley.
Good day. My name's Andy Harland. Voted ninth in the Southampton trials for the Peter Crouch lookalike competition in 2002. I'm still.
Who came eighth?
Eighth, yeah. Peter Crouch.
Peter Crouch.
Ironically. Welcome, yeah. Yes, to a podcast that doesn't really exist.
No, we've been away for like, what, 4 years?
We're pre-Brexit.
Pre-Brexit.
And remember, leave means leave.
But remember those times.
But do say we need every single one of you.
We do need every single one of us. Please donate.
Yeah, we're... Yeah, we've not really done anything for like 4 years. We used to like do podcasts weekly, and then we did a couple of Edinburgh shows and stuff, and now we're...
We're back together to see if the magic is still there.
What have you been up to in the 4 years since we've been away?
I was going to say quickly, this is sport. So I bought some sport things.
Oh, we've got sport, okay.
So Mike, for you, got the sport headband.
Thank you,
Is anyone here from Southampton? Anyone local people? Very depressing response to that. Grexy, I've got your football shirt. I've got a very rare. This is a player issue. Southampton shirt from 1997. The Ekru third kit. Grexy, you can wear that.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
clap it on now.
That's yes. Not pressing anybody, cool. Andy.
Yeah, no, so one person blinked at that.
I'll give it a sniff, Grexy. Give it a sniff.
And it's clean. I've got last year's third kit. I'm going to also go to third kit. So
cool.
There we go. That's the sport bit done.
Now we're sport. That is officially sport.
Officially
that's
sport
tick
for the video. Hello.
Okay.
Sport.
Oh, that is mugs we got.
No, you've dropped the thing.
Oh, okay.
Just holding up the...
What have you been up to in the 4 years we've been away now?
Not a lot.
I've got old and bold. I was in my 20s when we were doing this podcast. And now I'm 33, which I know isn't like properly old, but like things are starting to change.
Right.
Such a,
you're going through a change.
Like I'm just noticing certain things. Like I'm house hunting at the moment, and I'm looking through pictures on Rightmove and stuff. And I genuinely said this. It came out of my voice. It's like, oh, that's a manageable garden.
Thirty-three.
I don't think anybody under the age of 30 can even get that as a sentence out of their work mouth. You know, it's just like so. Just things are changing around, and it's like I don't like it.
No.
I was when we were doing this podcast. I was in my 20s. I was.
Garden-free.
Oh, garden-free.
Yes. Yeah. Garden-free.
Yes.
Full of energy, yeah. Full of life.
Why are we here then?
Why, I don't know.
Okay.
Well, we're here for sports relief, aren't we?
Yes, that's right. And let's move on to the news. We've got some sport-based news.
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 Yeah, it's sport-based news. How much would it cost to be Batman in real life? Okay. That's sports news this week.
I mean, crime fighting is kind of a sport activity, isn't it?
Not really.
As is purchasing stuff in shops. You know, does that count?
This came about because has anyone seen recently... You just sport.
I've de-sported, I'm sorry.
I'm going to double sport.
Okay.
That is tight fit. That's extra large.
4 years! A lot can change in 4 years!
Andy, this is pre-fat shaming. We're not allowed to say it anymore.
Oh, sorry, it's 2020, yeah. We moved on.
Back in 2008.
I've noticed recently, the Scottish Batman, recently, Robert Powell, Patterson, one of them.
Oh.
They're filming in Scotland at the moment, so I thought I'd take a look. There was an article this week about what would Scottish Batman be called? Batman, right? Nothing.
All right, so he was Scottish Batman, yeah.
The Scottish Batman. But anyway, there was an article this week about the cost of becoming Batman.
What do you mean?
So the physical cost to actually kit out and become a masked vigilante in the Batman format and, of course, all style.
Mm-hmm.
Any guesses from our audience? It's about 9,000 now. It's really filling up.
It's gone up.
Steve over there.
Well, it's gone live on Facebook, you see. People are rushing down.
And hello.
In 10 minutes' time, they're just ordering Ubers now, so they'll be...
They'll definitely be late.
Ubers,
yeah.
That wasn't a thing that was...
Wasn't a thing 4 years ago. Wasn't a thing.
I think Batman, yes, he does look great, but you could do it on the cheap.
Yeah, but he's a billionaire. It doesn't
there's
matter.
There's so
how much
many
money.
Cosplayers out there that can look just like the Batman.
Yeah, but that's how it looks rather than any effectiveness.
Which means that look is everything, and I think you could
well, no,
do
not,
it for like
Batman needs his armor.
Oh, he does.
He dodges. He's a ninja.
Okay.
Not yeah. really.
I think I'm gonna put my pitch in. I'm thinking.
No swearies.
I didn't swear. I said pitch. I'm gonna put my pitch in for like £5,000.
Do you think it costs?
He's a billionaire. He's got loads of money.
He's got a billionaire, but why do you think he's a billionaire? He doesn't spend his money.
Because he inherited his money from his parents who died tragically.
Technically, yes.
Awful. Yeah. Any guesses in the audience? How much it would cost to be Batman?
I'm going like 3 million.
Yeah. 5 million? 3 million?
Million. No, that's way too expensive.
Any other offers? 10 million.
No! It's going to be loads, isn't it? Because it's like... it's
okay.
30 million!
30 million.
Million for the man at the front! This isn't an auction!
Deal! The pineapple! 30
the,
million.
The other 7,000 people in the back, what do you think? Whoa, not all at once, calm down.
Now then, too soon.
Not now then.
Okay, it would cost, get this, in dollars, which... it's on the other thing. Yep.
Thank you.
$682 yeah. million. Yeah. Dollars.
What?
That makes sense.
What? In pounds is about 80 quid these days, isn't it? So
$682 million. Are you having a laugh?
No, it's true. The article, which we printed out, we've got some of the items. We did a bit of a higher-lower situation in the style of Brucey. How much do you think... the Nomex body armor would cost. Any guesses? His body armor, Nomex, very specialist equipment. It's in the thousands. It's not going to be too much. But what do you reckon? Any
50 grand.
100,000. This guy's mad. He's literally mad.
Okay, so that's
lower. Yes, lower. That's right, lower. The answer: $3,000.
Three grand. Ooh. I can make that out of foam.
Fine. Okay. How about his? He protects his bat plums with a.
We're not allowed to swear, so we've changed the
wording. He's got Kevlar groin armour.
Of course he does.
How much? How much do we think? Bat plums. Pretty expensive, I imagine. What do you reckon?
Two grand.
Any higher, any lower?
10,000.
This guy's mad. He's literally mad.
Plums have got to be less expensive than chess.
$1,000. Yeah. There we go, $1,000.
Okay. Well, where's the $600 million come from?
I don't know. it's more of the accoutrements.
Has he got like £500 million shoes? Okay, he's got some really good Nikes, you know.
The most expensive item is the cowl, the thing he whacks on his bat head.
The helmet.
Like the
mask, the symbol of justice.
It's the bat head. Thank you.
To cover his bat head. Face. Yes,
it's a bat head. Yeah.
It's the Scottish bat head. How much do you reckon that is? That's the most expensive item. It is not right. In the thousands.
I'm fancy where he's making the money up here, so it's got to be like $200 million.
$200 million.
If his whole chest is $3,000,
he's going to blow the budget on the face. He wants to look good in front of
one
non cameras.
Yeah. Sport. $1 million.
This is ridiculous. This is absolutely utterly ridiculous.
What would you advise?
This is ridiculous. Okay, like I said, cosplayers, they do this on a much cheaper budget and they look just like the part. And all you're going
to
do...
They look like the part. They're not going to offend anything.
Look, all you need
some protection for Batman.
He's a crime fighter.
What are you going to do? Come on.
Bruce Willis. I'm going to save you so much money.
Well, of course you're going to say Bruce Willis money. I mean, he's got nothing to do with it.
Hey, no, this is the thing, right? Bruce Willis could take on the next... role as Batman with my money saving scheme.
dot, carry on.
segue into the material.
Look, the thing is, look, the mask, the cowl, that's really, really easy. All you got to do is cover your face. So let's just start off with something like.
Oh, so, what's your budget for Batman? It's like, what, 100 quid?
Batman on a budget. Yeah.
I could do it for 50 quid.
All right, well, show you
first off, and I've done this many a times because we've done this a few shows. We just go.
No, we haven't. This is completely improvised, Grax.
Go to the KFC store.
The KFC store, KFC. Otherwise known as KFC, right?
Yeah. And you just get yourself a bucket. Get yourself a bucket and just colour it in black, cut some eye holes, and then there you go. You've covered your face. No one's ever going to know it's you.
What about the cape?
I think they will, because you won't be wearing any clothes, Grax. It'll just be you in a helmet going, look, I'm Batman, mate.
Hey, man. The KFC bucket from the KFC shop.
I may have a higher
than
usual.
What's chicken grease down your chest, because you haven't got any clothes on?
You could use the lid as little ears.
You could use the lid as little ears.
Just chop them in half. Okay, so cape, bin bag.
Bin bag, nice and easy, because it's black. It keeps in with the colour scheme.
Chest plate.
What are you doing with that?
Bacon tray.
Bacon
metal.
Tray.
It will deflect the knives and it will deflect the bullets like the non-greased surface of the baking tray.
It clearly won't.
It's also non-stick. That's good, isn't it? Yep.
Okay. Also, criminals don't stick to him.
Yeah. Okay, so the bat plums, I understand. That requires a little...
Cricket box? What do you reckon?
No.
Maybe, actually, for your bat plums, maybe one of those, like, fun-sized cereal boxes. How do you feel about that? Paint that black.
No, my plums are a lot more valuable than something that can be protected from Rice Krispies fun packs.
Oh, something I never never thought I'd hear you say.
Just four pogs sellotaped together as a little corporation.
Very niche reference on the pog. Anyone here from the 90s?
No, I'm from the 90s.
We're all from the 90s. Look at this, come on.
You know, that's the most important thing. So you just go to like Sports Direct and buy yourself what are they called? A protector, a cup.
A cup. Sports Direct mug.
Yes, a Sports Direct mug. That you're talking.
You want to put a mug on your plums?
Yes.
Like that.
Yep. Sports Direct mugs are much bigger than that. They are the things that could contain my seed for the future.
He's bragging.
Okay. So you're going to turn up to the scene of a crime.
Yes.
Right? Police Commissioner Gordon's there.
That's right.
For some reason, he's got a direct line to Batman and not the police.
Weird. That is weird, isn't it? Yeah.
As chief of police. Weird. And he's going to look at you and go, what on earth are you dressed as?
Well, I'm here for justice. So I'm here to stop the crime.
You smell like chicken.
I smell like justice. Finger-licking good justice.
Important question, Grax. What are you using for your cape?
He's got a bin bag.
Bin bag. I mean, it might be a bit hard to stick on, so I need some sticky tape.
All right, so you're rocking around.
Yes.
As Batman.
I am Batman.
In a KFC bucket on your head.
Mm.
A bin
no
bag
one will know it's me.
And your girlfriend's best baking tray on your chest.
Yep.
Okay. I'm not the best.
I don't think you're going to solve any crime scene.
It's not going to strike the fear into the meanest of criminals.
Absolutely not.
Well, at least I can do it all under 50 quid.
But that brings us back to Commissioner Gordon.
Yeah.
What's his deal with Batman? He must be paying him off. I've seen the documentaries. He doesn't trust his own police force. He calls the bat in for everything.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Get up on a roof. Hello, Commissioner Gordon. Yeah. Hey, hello.
So, were you playing both roles there?
Yes, I was. It came naturally. What can I say? Okay. Mm. I could do all three if you want. But you can get home early, actually.
Is
he paying off Batman? What's going on?
That is weird.
But Batman is the best at what there is in terms of solving crimes throughout Gotham.
But that's where you keep Batman out for the top shelf crimes.
Yeah.
Like, you don't, if someone's like, you know, nicked a Mars bar.
You don't call the bat.
You don't call the Batman out for that. Whereas Gordon would, though. Gordon,
yeah. Well, he's got a special relationship with Batman. He trusts that man.
But he's got fleets of police.
Gotham. They're not trained very well, I guess. Well, I mean, if you look at the media.
That's the height of their profession.
Okay, we can role play. Okay. We can role play this. Right?
The only way we're going to have to sort this out is a role play.
So. Okay, I understand.
There's been a petty crime.
Okay, so who's going to be who?
Who wants to be Gordon?
You can be Gordon.
I'll be Gordon.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be Gordon. Okay. Then you need to decide who you want to be.
I've got the best bat voice. That's proven.
Well, it cost you $5,000.
Donate now.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So there you go.
You installed a little thing into your friend.
And I guess I'm just a lowly shop.
You can be the shopkeeper and the criminal.
I'll be the shop.
Okay. Shopkeeper, criminal. Action.
Hello.
Batman action music.
Do you want to play that again just so they can hear it?
No, I mean, someone might be able to hear it, even if we can't. Hold on, I've got a.
What are we doing here?
There you go.
See!
That's my favourite.
Your fur coat, no knickers, you aren't you?
That's cool.
So,
right.
Hello, I am a criminal.
Very polite.
Shopkeeper. How do you do? I'm okay, thank you. I am going to steal.
Don't look at the table. I'm going to steal a mug or a microphone.
A bag of crisps. Right. What? No, you've got to pay for this thing. No, it's mine now.
Why have they both got the same voice?
Oh, no, did you not tell the difference?
No.
The shopkeeper is a slightly higher pitch, whilst the mean criminal is slightly lower.
Of course, because he's scared, isn't he?
4 years at RADA.
It was.
We're getting heckled on a charity podcast.
Oh.
Donate a pound for that heckle.
Pound in the pot.
So
you're going to ring. Who are you going to ring?
I need to call the best policeman on the force. Commission. Ring, ring. Gordon phone. Ring, ring. Ring, ring. Ring, ring.
Hello.
I'm a shopkeeper, man.
Right. What are you calling me about? I'm chief of police. I'm quite busy.
There's a bit of crime.
Well, call the call 911 you're in America.
But you're a crook. I need someone to come to solve my crime.
I'm the chief of the police.
I'm going straight to the top. This bad man is stolen my crisps. Not you,
yeah,
sir.
Yes, sir.
This bad man has stolen my crisps.
Yes, sir. And
please send some help.
You go back and you call 911, okay? I'm the top, but you're the top ladder.
Well, go on, do us a favour.
Goodbye, sir.
Just ring, 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 ring. Ring, ring.
Ahoy, hoy.
Oh, sorry, that was a disconnection. I don't know what happened. But can you please send someone over to solve my crime, please?
All right,
he's reshuffling all the magazines in the wrong order. He's such a criminal.
All right, that is... What crisps did he steal?
It was the Green Walkers brands. Other brands
Goodbye,
are available.
Sir.
No! No! Ring, 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 ring.
Ahoy, hoy.
No, it's so much easier to just push redial than to do 911. Can you please send somebody over?
Well, maybe if it's a bag of Frazzles, I could sort something out. But...
Sure. Yeah. Frazzles are missing.
Frazzles, you say?
Frazzles,
right,
I say.
Right. Well, I'm going to get on this right immediately.
Okay, thank you. No, criminal, stop.
Phone down. Plonk, plonk, plonk. Batman, I need you. He goes straight to Batman every time, doesn't he?
Hey, Gordon.
Oh, you're right, mate. How's it going? Yeah. Right.
What do you need?
Someone's nicked a bag of crisps from a shop.
That's not really a bad crime.
I know, but he called three times and, you know, I'm polite.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you like my new outfit?
It's actually a bag of Frazzles he nicked. So.
Frazzles?
Yeah.
A victimless crime.
Yeah. So.
That's really hard to say in
if
voice.
If it was weak crunches, I'll
probably diaphragm. But,
hey, yeah. I've been to the KFC shop.
Oh,
have you not?
Yeah, I've noticed you've got a crack.
Have you not noticed?
Your bat mask is looking great.
I apologise for the whiff.
Okay, that's absolutely fine. It smells very much of...
popcorn chicken.
Yeah. And
other brands are available.
And Sharpie as well. You've been colouring them in on the roof.
I'm very lonely.
Okay, that's fine. Basically, I just need you to sort this out. I mean, sorry for calling you out, but I need to sort this little crime out.
You don't have to thank me.
Thank you.
No.
Oh, okay. all right, off you pop.
where do I need to go?
Ah. Hang on, stay there.
Okay.
Ring, ring.
Hello.
Hey, mate. Right, I've got Batman on the case.
Okay. Oh, fantastic. That's brilliant.
Yeah, I forgot to ask for your address.
Oh, it's 222 Fake Street Avenue, New York, Gotham City.
Right, sweet,
hurry, I've been tied up.
Cool. Batman, mate. It's 222 Fake Street, Gotham City. You know, that address.
That address.
Yeah.
That classic address.
Are you okay with that?
I put it in the bat nav.
Okay.
Of course, the bat nav.
Oh, hang on. I'm just going to two-way call, actually. Right. Oh, two phones.
Hey, Batman has joined the call.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, so Batman's coming on the way. Can you just delay the criminal for a bit?
Hello. Who is this?
Why are you doing the voice?
What voice?
It's the criminal.
Who is impersonating me?
I'm the criminal. I have taken the phone.
Oh, he's taking the phone now. Batman, get down there.
He has a deep voice. Therefore, he must be a criminal.
Yes, that's exactly it.
Apparently. Hold on. Drama. They can't hear it. Drama's happening. What do you need? This is rubbish.
It's not going to happen.
No, I guess not. Maybe we should try and spend more than 50 quid.
But he's got a whole police force behind us.
Yeah.
But it trickles down there because, you know, Gordon's the only person... Gordon goes to Batman for everything, which is wrong.
Yeah.
Itself. And then it trickles down because Batman, he's only got...
so many hours in a day?
Well, no, Batman, back at his house, at the Batcave.
Yeah,
he's only got one member of staff.
Ah.
Which
Alfred.
Is ridiculous.
Yes, Alfred the butler.
Which
and
is
everything.
Ridiculous.
He does everything.
So, but because Gordon's treating him badly, it trickles down.
Oh, it's a trickle.
I see.
It's a trickle. That's the international symbol for a trickle. Yeah.
So does that mean, like, all his staff of Batman, which is Alfred, is going to suffer?
Just Alfred. Well, of course, yeah.
Well, he seems like he's got a good life. He lives in a mansion with Batman.
Oh, I've got some of the costs of Alfred. Hold on. There we go. Yeah, it's in
the
article.
The cost of Alfred?
The cost of Alfred, yeah. How much do people think Alfred's salary is per year?
Just minimum wage, £8 an hour.
Dollars.
Oh, sorry. Dollars. $10 an hour.
Okay. Plus tips. That's what they do in America.
Right. Yeah. Any guesses?
American
any guesses?
30 grand.
30 grand, not unreasonable.
45, yeah.
$80,000!
So you can live quite comfortably with that.
He's essentially a servant.
Yeah, doing everything.
An old man,
he's just going around.
He's an old...
He's the first aider.
He does the tidying.
What do we for?
He looks after the Batcave. It's 80 grand. That's like...
He cleans the Batcave, which we all know is incredibly filthy.
But Batman's a millionaire. He should be able to afford more than one member of staff.
I mentioned this before, and I'll say it again. Batman... Bruce Wayne does not spend money. That's how he stays rich.
Okay.
He keeps his costs low.
But I feel sorry for Alfred, though, because, like,
yeah.
surely there's a Mrs. Alfred.
Yep, must be.
He's in his 70s now.
That's a separate series waiting to be made.
Yeah. It's like a drama. It's like a drama, yeah.
Next on, Mrs. Alfred. He's out again, on his knees, scrubbing away.
No, I think she'd be sassy.
It's a sitcom.
I think she'd be more sassy than that.
She's northern.
Yeah, northern, sassy northern.
Come back here, Alfred.
I said northern.
That's all I've got.
I'm Mrs. Alfred. Have a first name.
But like, they're both of an age.
Yeah.
You know, they're not.
They're in the golden years.
They're in the golden years. She wants to go on a cruise, and she's got bloody.
I'm sorry, dear. I can't.
Swear. Is that a swear? Probably.
I can't, dear. I've got to go back and mop the master's floor again. He's a mucky pup.
But you promised me 20 years ago
that
you were going to be retiring.
I know.
And we'd spend our retirement
dear,
years.
I know. I've wanted this so long, but you know how much of a slave driver the master is. But.
This is his best.
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine. That's
my name. Michael Caine.
This is audition.
But when I remember seeing him as a young pup.
He's doing it.
And
do the fingers. Michael Caine does the fingers in.
Yeah, but it's an audio podcast.
Do the fingers. It's a video. Do the fingers.
The young master. He was so helpless. I needed to help him grow up to be the man that he is. So this is why I cannot.
Yeah,
go to the cruise ship on Saga Holidays.
I just don't think it's fair. I just don't think it's right. He's got all this money that he's inherited. He's not earned it.
All he had to do is watch his parents die.
I mean, yeah.
That's quite taxing.
It is taxing.
It's a hard thing to do. Right.
I don't know. I just don't think it's fair like this. I feel sorry for Mrs. Alfred, essentially. So I think... Basically, Batman is a bad man. Yeah. No, bad man.
Oh, I've got that one, I think.
Have you? Oh, cool.
I think it's Blaine.
It's
Blaine. Probably
Blaine. Bad somewhere. Man! That'll do. So, yeah, I guess Batman's life is a very long and expensive, lonely...
He's a disgrace.
Disgraceful man.
Sport news. Thank you.
That was long, wasn't it?
Hey, that's our intro. It's 28 minutes. How long we got? 1 hour.
Yeah.
I thought to try and raise some money. I sold us for adverts.
We need an ad break.
I've sold some advertising space.
What advertising space?
Yeah. So we had to, you know, what podcast people do. They have to do adverts to make money. Apparently, I don't know. It's 4 years. Here's one.
Boo-doo-doo-boo-doo. The following advert space has been paid for by our podcast advertising partner. Book the hotel room for cheaper than that other website.com. Bored of paying full price in a myriad of costs for your hotel room?
Perhaps you use hotels for private business, but want maximum value for your stay.
Well, worry not, traveller and or sex adulterer. Save now by using Book the Hotel Room for cheaper than that other website.com. Book the Hotel Room for cheaper than that other website is the number one website for booking a hotel room for cheaper than that other website, which is no longer the number one website for booking a hotel room for cheaper than our website. Book the Hotel Room for cheaper than that other website.com.
So visit now and save hot cash money. This will enable you to spend more money on the sex things you like, but not on the room that you've just booked for cheaper on Book the Hotel Room for cheaper than the other website.com.
There we go.
That's an in-joke! It's an in-joke! I love that jingle so very much.
Who came up with that?
Oh, my people.
The podcast people. What are we moving on to? We're going to go to
cut that for time.
We're going to our soap opera.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do a soap opera. Yeah, we used to write a soap opera, and basically we did it for a series and a half. But there was like a long lost episode that we never actually put out. So we thought, as this is a reunion, why not go about it?
All right.
So, yes.
So, this part,
I'm playing the role of part of the narrator.
Mm.
Yeah.
Grax is most other things.
All right.
Should we get some assistance? We need one person, maybe?
Yeah, actually, we did write this down.
Would someone like to join us and read a part? Yes, yeah. Round of applause.
Batman!
Okay, guys.
I heard you fall over.
I'm back.
Ow.
I left my foot there.
Are we insured for injuries? No. Okay.
I hope so.
No injuries, no fire. That was the rules.
Yeah, no fire. No swearing.
Okay, so we got how many parts?
Nicola, welcome. Nicola, we've got a script for you for some extra bits.
Yep, of course.
Would someone like to come and do some sound effects? Definitely, yes.
I'll do.
Brilliant. Welcome. Come ye, merry gentlemen.
You'd think out of 9,000 people, there would be sort of, you know, jumping across.
We've got an extra seat. Is that okay for us, sir? We've got a spare seat by the,
it is now.
The main desk.
Two scripts.
This is one script?
Yep, that's...
Right, so it's Nicholas.
Yeah.
Good. Still Nicholas. This is for you. Who are we reading? Sally.
Yeah, so we got parts for Sally.
You're reading Sally.
Gavin. Neil.
Neil.
I believe.
Thank you, Nicola.
Several, really.
Yep.
I mean, we can just jump in.
That's fine.
Yeah, we can jump in and
organise chaos.
And sound effects.
Sound effects.
I can do the sound effects.
Your
okay.
Name?
Lizzie.
Lizzie, thank you.
Okay, here's a bag of sound effects. It should be everything you need to be able to create the perfect sound effects for this raid. This is special.
Okay, yeah, you get sound effect. Does it have cues?
It does have cues in there.
I could just point out. I mean, or you could just play it by ear whenever you think there needs to be a sound effect.
When you think there might be needs for a sound effect. Great, right. So is this me?
So think of it, this is basically like Crossroads.
I've got
on a lesser budget.
Here comes a jingle!
How are you doing? I did that joke at the top. Oh, wait. Yeah, I'm fine, thank you. Actually, it's been 4 years. Obviously, I've had the script ready for 4 years, and just wanted to check in with you, actually, just see how you're doing, listener.
Mike, you're just stalling for time.
I don't know who this Mike is. I'm the narrator.
Narrator Mike.
Thank you.
When are you going to get to the story?
I'm getting to it, all right? Look. Sorry about him. He's a little impatient. Now, where are we? Oh, yeah, heroes... our heroes of the soap was Steve Table and Claire Chair. Yeah, that'll do.
No, Mike, you're just naming things you can see.
No, mate.
Just get to the story.
I'm trying to create an atmosphere. but these constant interruptions are getting in the way of it. You know, they're getting in the way of this precious story. Oh, it's all about the atmosphere here. Right, so Steve Table and Sally Chair. Johnny.
No. You've done nothing here.
Johnny Andy Grax, you know.
You've done nothing. You've clearly done nothing.
I've been doing loads. I'm back in Birmingham. I've run comedy nights. I bought a house. I've waged a war against my hair and lost.
But what about the script?
Oh, no, I've not done that.
You haven't done the script?
No. I've got a script. Don't worry. It's fine. I've got a script.
Well, how come you've got the script?
That's the last thing I was going to
take. You haven't been having any involvement with the cul-de-sac stuff.
No, you wouldn't let me do it. But now, I had time and I've written a script, so I present to you and our audience and our guests today the lost episode of Cul-de-sac.
Perfect. I was looking forward to this.
Once upon a time on an island in the Pacific, a group of strangers is brought together after surviving a plane crash.
Mate, that's literally the plot of Lost.
Okay, right. Small joke. It is 1990. A British secret agent is seen bungee jumping down an enormous Soviet dam.
That sounds suspiciously like James Bond and GoldenEye.
That's quite Bondy.
Okay, it's Bondy. Yeah. Hold on, I've got another.
They're happy.
John Cleese opens a hotel in Torquay with his wife.
No, that's Folly Towers.
Okay. Yeah. An American customer would like a Waldorf salad.
Yeah, that's still that's just unacceptable.
John Cleese hits a car with a stick.
Yeah, you've been watching Folly Towers, mate. You need to stop this.
Stop.
All right, look.
Oh man, I mean, I just, you know, you wouldn't let me do it for an entire series. This is my only chance.
Well, look, it turns out that I actually have the script. It's got a whole range of characters. It's got a really exciting plot twist. I'm really excited for this, and this is the part where we've handed it to our lovely guests over here, which is now where the story shall begin.
Okay.
Get the music again, or is it
no
time for music.
No,
let's get to the story.
Back in the narrator.
Please donate.
Hello, we return to Cul-de-sac, and today is a joyous day. In Cul-de-sac, Sally Audience Chair approaches her home after 5 years of being away from her family. She was wrongfully sent for jail due to an admin error in the justice system.
I can't believe it. I'm finally home after all these years. I still can't believe that my parking ticket fine was mixed up with that triple murder genocide case. So many life sentences. Oh well, no use crying over spilt milk.
Sally expresses joy and relief.
Oh, joy and relief.
Now, the only thought on her mind is to be reunited with her husband, Gavin, and her 12-year-old son, Noel.
I can't wait to be reunited with my husband, Gavin, and my 12-year-old son, Noel.
Sally nervously approaches the front door, knowing that she's about to step into the house that she was taken away from all those years ago. We need a sound effect.
Oh, very good.
Oh, very nice. That is for knocking knees in nervous fashion. Her hand trembles as she inserts the key into the lock. Gingerly, she opens the door.
Gavin, no, I'm home.
Gavin? You can be Gavin.
I'm Gavin.
You're Gavin now.
Sally?
I could be no.
Mum?
I'm finally home.
Where have you been?
I've been in prison for 5 years. What do you mean, where have I been?
Oh, I just hadn't noticed.
You work at the prison.
Oh, yeah, right.
This can't be true. Dad told me you died 6 years ago.
I've only been in the prison for 5 years, you dafty.
Well, it's good that you're, home.
Gavin begins to sweat excessively. We haven't got that, have we?
Sweating.
Right, hang on. We just need a bit of water. We could probably use something in there.
Scrunch the bag a bit.
Yeah.
What's the sound of sweat?
Yeah, perfect.
Sweating.
Sweat. Magnifique.
Yep.
Oh, it's French.
We all got that.
Oh, Gavin, I've missed you so much. I just want to hug and kiss you to death.
Sally hugs and kisses Gavin. She is happy. It's been ages.
That's fine.
Whatever's in the bag.
You can use your mouth if you want to make some sound effects.
Mwah.
Yes.
Amazing.
That's what I had in mind. Wait. That's not a good idea.
What do you mean? I love you and you love me. You're my husband.
Oh no, who's the young woman?
I'll be down there.
Who's that, honey?
This is getting a bit boring. I wonder what Andy's story is up to.
Bruce Willis is a ghost.
No. I've got this. Let's just carry on with the story, okay?
Silence fills the room like porridge filling in a cereal bowl.
Amazing.
Amazing. Sorry, to cut away from breaking the fourth wall for a second, when Grax wrote that line about the porridge, he took the rest of the afternoon off.
I did. The best thing I've ever written. Yes.
Who was that? Why is there so much silence? Like porridge filling a cereal bowl.
What do you mean? I don't hear anything.
A woman glides into the room to see the family trio. To see what the family trio were doing.
Gliding noise.
What? Gliding noise.
Gliding noise.
I said, so we believe in you.
That'll do.
Yep. Okay, great.
She is a slim, sleek, youthful woman with long hair, long, soft hair, red, luscious lips, and the body of a goddess.
Who's this?
I don't see anyone.
Don't play dumb with me. She's right there.
I don't see anyone at
Grax,
all.
Grax, don't make her a ghost.
No, Mike, she's not a ghost. It's okay. Let's just carry on with the story.
I'm back in the room.
Is this me?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Dad, we cannot lie to Mum. Not like this.
How long have you been shacked up with this hussy?
Well, you were stuck in prison for all these years. I didn't think that you were coming back after what you did.
It was wrongful conviction. You know what happened in the courtful.
I think it
rhymes with wrongful.
Okay, fine. So this is a script written a long time ago. I didn't proofread it, but that's fine. You try telling that to the family who lost. Oh, I can't even say it.
What was she convicted for?
A crime they did not commit. They promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground.
No, Andy, that's just the A team.
Oh.
We don't need any more of your ideas now. Thank you.
I was enjoying that.
Don't you
So what, after I was sent to prison, you find someone else? When did you meet her?
Excuse me, I do have a name. It's Emily.
Nobody asked you, you harpy.
Funny story, right? After we left the courtroom, I met Emily and we hit it off.
You met her straight after the court case?
Look, I think we all need to calm down.
Mm,
why don't we all
Sit down and I'll make us a cup of tea.
That's my kettle. Don't you dare touch my kettle.
I don't think she's angry about the kettle.
In a moment of uncontrollable rage, Sally punches Emily in the face.
Ooh. Ooh. Yes.
Which causes Emily's head to explode into a million pieces. Like an overripe tomato, blood filling the floor like porridge filling a cereal bowl.
I've misplaced the porridge.
Oh no! The okay. Moment!
You got to punch Grax in the face till he bleeds into a bowl.
We can't finish until...
Thank you.
There we go.
Yes.
The blood is over there.
You should apologise to the venue.
Good Lord, Grax, this is what's wrong with you? I'm going back to Andy's story. This is horrible.
John McClane is trying to get home for Christmas.
All right, let's go back to Grax's then. Come on.
Oh my God, what have you done, Sally? You've punched my current wife and her head exploded. Who will run the haberdashery now?
Oh yeah, she runs the haberdashery. No.
Oh no!
Oh no!
Shut up, I need to think.
We've got to call the police!
No, I'm not going back to jail, not again. You two are going to help me clear this mess up. You are now my accomplices.
What will happen next? Join us next time for Cul-de-sac. Grax, I don't think that was a good story, mate.
Well, what do you mean? I think it's perfect.
It's way too violent. Yeah. And, you know, we're not going to get onto prime time with this, are we not?
Look, I will not be compromised on my art. This is my vision, my porridge-filled vision.
Yeah, I'm a bit worried about your vision,
honest. I can fix this.
Wait, what are you doing? Wait, no, stop.
Sally comes back home. She's perfectly happy that Gavin has remarried because Sally has met someone else.
No, please stop! My vision!
Sally only popped into the house to pick up the gold that was buried in the garden.
No! My work!
And she was happy to share the gold with everybody. And everybody was happy ever after. The end. I wonder what Andy's up to.
And he said to her, "Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn."
For God's sake.
End of show!
Well done. Thank you very much to our Sally and to our sound person. Thank you so much.
Elizabeth and Nicola. Thank you. Cash and with an advert for a thing.
Grax, you look tired, drained, and frankly, look like you're on the cusp of death.
I am, and may I say, you're a horrible saying so.
You may not, but fear no more, because the great people at Spaff Mattresses have brought out their latest super memory mattress, proven to give you a super restful sleep. Or if you're not satisfied after 100 nights, your money back.
Super memory?
Yeah, so no mucky business, you. Especially if you're going to send it back.
It's okay, Mike. I'm just being trivial for the purpose of the contract. I can't wait to try one.
Quite right, too. Plus, you can get 6% off a brand new Spaff mattress today with the code MikeSpaff.
So I could just use the mattress for 100 days, then send it back, playing you for a chump?
Absolutely. But good luck trying to find an envelope big enough for it to fit in.
Touché, good sir. Touché. What was the website again?
spaffmattresses.com/Mike for details.
Welcome back.
I mean, spaff doesn't really count as a swear, does it?
Spaff's not a swear.
No.
It's a
technical term.
So that'll get us rolling in the cash.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
And what we're doing now?
Oh, should we talk about Texas?
Yes. This is the triumphant return of... we did a jingle. Texas.
The psychic horse. He knows what your pets are thinking.
Nay. There it is. Yeah, great.
Right, so for people who do not know what this is...
Which is everybody, frankly. And it's been 4 years, I can barely remember. Introduce it, please, Greg.
There is a monthly magazine called Take a Break, Fate and Fortune, a women's magazine which focuses more on the...
A People's Magazine.
A People's Magazine which focuses more on the...
You're not allowed those women magazines anymore.
The People's Magazine.
They ban you from the shop. Get out the shop, Mr. Bishop, naughty man!
A woman's magazine.
A people's magazine!
Sorry, it's ingrained in my mind.
Get out of the shop. I know it's on the top shelf. Stop jumping to reach it.
Mostly focusing on the supernatural and spiritual side of things. So you get stories like you use the horoscopes to get yourself a new job. Or I run a spiritual orphanage full of ghost children.
They have the wacky, crazy headlines like, "Oh no, I got pregnant by email."
Yeah.
Or how angels speak to you in numbers.
Yeah.
Unlock the secret code.
Yeah, my favourite one is I paint with people's ashes. It's actually all right here.
That's just arms.
But there is a particular specialist
in
these magazines called Texas. Texas is a horse.
Psychic horse.
A psychic horse. And he is able to communicate to your pets. And obviously there's another person called Holly Davis is able to talk.
When you say obviously, Gregs, you've not explained it.
Well, how else is the horse going to be talking to us unless they have a person in the middle?
It's a psychic horse!
Oh, of course. Yes, exactly.
It's already a horse that knows emotion.
So why would you want to talk to Texas? The reason why is because you've got pet problems and people write in to Texas to tell them, what is wrong with my pet? And
this is a genuine,
can you help me, Texas?
Genuine thing. It's a real thing.
Yeah.
It's real. Horse. It's a real psychic horse.
Yeah. I don't doubt it.
We lost one of the 9,000 due to the horse.
Yeah, sorry.
scared of the potential power the horse contains. Thank you.
So you get stories like this. Dear Texas, whenever I put a collar on my kitten, Dabs.
Dabs.
Dabs the kitten, that's fine. That's
she freezes up. Right. She freezes up and curls into a ball. I tried four different ones, but it makes no difference. Does Dabs have a problem with collars in general, or is it a noise that the bell makes? And that's from Gemma Kent, 29, in London.
Shouldn't have given away the name.
Yep.
Haven't consented to that, has she?
We'll check her out.
Well, it's a magazine, so I'm guessing it's public domain by that point.
Okay. Also, Grax, when you said I've got a really good one.
No, it's good, this is good.
We have a kitten who...
It doesn't wear a collar.
Doesn't like wearing a collar. Yeah. Is it the collar or is it the bell?
Well, yeah. I don't know.
I've now spent the time to write to a psychic horse to establish... what the problem is.
Just buy a different collar, see if she likes that one.
Take it off.
Yep, done.
She could have written to Mike.
I don't know.
To me, yeah, right? Sold.
What's Texas got to say?
Well, yeah. Texas replies...
So the
replies
issue is about, the kitten doesn't like the... Thank you. The kitten doesn't like the collar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is that what it says? It's got to say that. That's all it's got to say.
Well, here we go. Dear Gemma. Texas replies this. Dear Gemma.
Do it in the voice.
Dear Gemma.
That's Batman.
Oh.
Dear Gemma.
I'm sorry. I'm not doing it in Batman, anyway. Okay.
Doing a horse Batman. Batman.
I think for the sake of clarity, maybe I should do it in my own voice.
Yeah, but at least say nay a few times.
Nay.
There we go.
Dabs has a past life as a dancing monkey in China.
Of course it does!
It was on the customer tongue there.
Yeah. Past life as a dancing monkey in China.
Obviously.
That's obviously.
Right. Obviously.
Dabs, the dancing monkey in China, she wore a collar and was led and was abused if she... didn't dance to entertain people.
That's a bit rich for 10 to 6.
Well, it's a sad story. This poor, poor dancing
monkey.
I'll
cost the music for that. Okay, carry on. Sad story.
Sometimes, her owner lifted her off the floor from her collar.
Oh, dear.
Dab still remembers this on a subconscious level. But she'll get used to the collar eventually. And that's from Texas.
That was good.
Wow.
So we've established that the kitten has had a past life
as a dancing monkey,
and
in China
it was abused. But eventually, it will get over the collar. Eventually, yeah.
They have to pay for this service.
No, it's a free service. You just got to write it in on a stamp envelope. But Gemma got the reply, and she says this. Gemma says,
"Oh dear,
my granddad Tom." Was known as the Banana King from Romford Market.
Oh, of course he was!
All right, go on.
The Banana King from Romford Market.
How do you say banana?
I say banana.
How are you saying banana?
Banana King.
It's banana.
Banana King on Romford Market.
But I just say banana. This ain't saying
banana.
It's
a banana.
Also, what year was this written that someone could be called the Banana King rather than just selling some bananas?
I'm presuming it was a long, long time ago. Grandfather Tom, the Banana King.
Banana. Of Romford
Market. Romford Market, because he used to run his banana stand with his pet monkey, Mickey. Mickey the monkey.
Good alliteration.
My first thought was that Dabs was the reincarnated Mickey.
The first thought was, I'm going to write a letter to a horse.
Yeah, yeah.
The second thought was, oh, of course, reincarnation.
Makes perfect sense.
However, my granddad was never cruel to Mickey. Strangely, since the reading, Dabs has accepted the collar. Ah, that's all good news. Dabs has accepted the collar, finally. Now, if she gets lost, people will know that she belongs to me.
True story.
So there you go.
There's so many things wrong with hacking.
I think it's legit.
It's so hard not to swear.
Isn't it?
It's very hard. But, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm
that's
glad mad. That it was a happy story with Dabs the kitten finally accepting the comment.
It was previously a monkey.
I wonder how long it took Texas to reply.
This is insane.
Yeah. I mean, there's some other great, wonderful stories in there, but they're for...
Oh, okay, let's do a game where you pick a page.
All right.
But please, any from the audience.
Give us audience interaction.
Between 1 and 57.
1 and 57.
Four. Early doors.
Okay.
Early doors. Pain from the past.
Pain from the past.
I didn't know why I was in agony during a ghost hunt.
It's probably because you were a previous monkey dancer.
Another number. Anyone?
54.
Oh, back page. Hey. Don't know what that means.
This is his training to be a bingo caller. He's just going to make up things on the slide.
5 and 4.
Improv is hard, guys. Okay. Improv
really is
hard.
Yes. And... okay, it's an improv joke. All right. Should I go back?
To being a dancing monkey? No, never do it. Never do it.
No, especially with...
There's no life for...
We don't want animal cruelty this show.
Sorry, this is a section called The Pendulum Predicts.
The Pendulum Predicts.
Which might as well be toss a coin or just choose an answer. okay. Last year, I broke up with my bad boy boyfriend.
Mm.
And although I've now found a really nice bloke,
yep.
I am still lusting after my ex. Should I go back with them? Pendulum says no. Done.
Well, that was an easy one. That's just like flipping a coin.
Sorry, Pendulum also says,
oh.
Do not go back. How is it doing that?
It's got a mouth.
It's worked out like a code, you know.
Oh, there's more. There's more from Pendulum.
Oh, you're loving this, aren't you?
Is that, that's the bit between the... Oh, no.
No, that's not... A...
Sorry.
That's something else.
It's not swearing. It's a technical term.
5 to 6, Andy. 5 to 6. Not
okay, time for us to leave. But quickly. Pendulum says no. Uh-huh. Wait for Dredgeland. It's a blue hour. 8 or 9.
Is it bluey?
It really isn't. Do not go back, says Pendulum. The bad boy thing and nothing more. Long term, bad boys don't work. You'd also jeopardise everything with your new bloke.
That's quite incredible. They're coming from a little stone.
Rubbish!
Hanging. Oh, I paid.
Oh,
that.
They like it when we throw things. What else can we throw?
I spent £3.70 on that.
We've
magazine.
Cracked them. We've been here an hour. Fine, we've got it. We're a throwing audience. It's great. Okay.
Well, wait, I think is it? It's about time. Are we getting? We haven't got the finger thumb.
Have
the,
we got, we haven't been like, the,
the,
yet.
Yeah, we haven't got the light yet from stand up. Well, we've got a couple of things we'll do. We'll dip back into the money raising very quickly.
Nice. Name me the first three people that come to mind when I mention the word precise.
Well, there's Ho Chi Minh, the Vietnamese communist revolutionary leader. He was chairman and the first secretary of the Workers' Party of Vietnam.
Of course, sound choice.
How about John Joselvi, English professional footballer who plays as a midfielder for Premier League club Newcastle United and the English national team. He began his career at Charlton Athletics, becoming the youngest ever player at 16 years and 59 days old. His passing is spot on at short and long range.
Excellent. How could I turn him down?
I can't think of another. It's too hard.
How about Dennis Irwin, the Irish former professional footballer who played as a fullback from 1983 to 2004 for Manchester United? His left foot was simply magnificent, or as the Irish would say, "Si magnifique beamish."
Well, there we go. Three precise people for a precise reason, and that reason is Git Edge Razors. Yes, Git Edge Razors. They've got more than 1 year's worth of detailed engineering and science experience to give you the shave you crave. Their words, not mine.
Git Edge Razors, for a face without shame.
What's this here, Andy?
I forgot to mention. With this unique code, you can get your very own Git Edge starter kit. Simply go to gitedge.co.uk/ and use the unique code.
It is literally as simple as that.
My favourite football thing is Match of the Day too. It's like regular Match of the Day, but sometimes you get a Martin Keown in it.
Silly Grax. Let's save the rest of that for another day.
Guys, let's shave that for another day. Am I right?
You had to ruin it, didn't you?
Oh, welcome back.
That's another 5 grand.
Well, ladies and gents, it's time for us to wrap up. Thank you very much for joining us. We always end with a poem.
We always do, yes.
So we're going to hand over to Mr. Michael Bell for Mike's poem. But before we leave, Mr. Grax Bishop, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Mr. Grax Bishop.
Thank you.
And Mr. Michael Bell on our right-hand side.
Hello.
Introducing Mike's poem,
okay. With that sad music again,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah, cool.
Jimmy had a red balloon. Red balloon. Red balloon. This Jimmy had a red balloon. This was his latest attempt to try and smuggle drugs for airport security. Frankly, it was a laughable attempt. The moral is, up your game, Jimmy. That's the poem. With the moral of, we should just try a bit more.
Let's all try harder. Let's just try harder, guys. Yeah. Well, that's about us. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much for coming.
Didn't just stop the music, really.
I mean, it's completely random.
Just stopped it. Thank you very much. We appreciate your time and support. Please continue to donate, support, and enjoy the rest of the evening. Superpod 2020 Day 2. We've been the RG Podcast. Thank you very much.
Thank you.